T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
You think Tua knows about Pinocchio?
I don't know.
I don't think he knows anything about Pinocchio because Tua doesn't lie.
I think he does.
Tua doesn't lie. That's true.
Tua doesn't lie.
But maybe he watched Pinocchio as a boy and that's where he learned his lesson.
I certainly
don't remember Pinocchio with donkey ears.
What are you talking about? That's where he went to the Misfit Island. That's where he, you know, dealt with some of his growing up as a boy. You know, before he became a boy.
You have a great recollection for Pinocchio.
No, he doesn't!
So before...
He gets it wrong!
Oh, that's wrong, too.
Wait. So before he becomes a boy,
yeah,
he gets sent somewhere.
He gets sent to, like, this misfit island where kids were misbehaving. They drink,
hey, that's a Christmas.
Smoke.
Isn't there a Christmas?
Kids drink
the island.
And smoke.
Wait, no. There's an island of misfit toys. That's a Christmas story, too.
Yeah, sure. You're thinking of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
And
a
then
plethora
he grows
of knowledge on this.
I want to be a dentist.
You're a jackass.
The elf want to be an elf. He wants to be a dentist, and then he's responsible for pulling the big tooth out of the Yeti's mouth.
Pleasure Island, you liar.
His name was Herman.
It's Misfit Island?
Pleasure Island. Okay, whatever.
No!
Who cares?
See, you always get the...
You keep saying I have this great recollection.
You don't!
I vaguely remember the movie, but
no,
I remember
no,
the plot.
You have to watch it now.
No, wait, vaguely? You're wrong!
The kids were bad. They turned into donkeys.
Wow.
That's what happened.
Or they
but
could
he
just
wasn't...
become Tobin, a jackass.
That's basically what they were, though.
Same
they
thing.
Turned into jackasses. Or they turned into Joe Burrow.
So it wasn't... So it's not... The Island of Misfit Toys.
Whatever, dude.
It's not whatever.
But the point.
You can't get the story wrong and then say whatever.
You're lashing out. Okay?
I'm not lashing
you
out.
You are lashing out. You're lashing out because you did the same thing with the whale. You're like, he wasn't swallowed with the whale, which he was. We argued this for 10 minutes. You keep arguing about a movie you never saw.
I want to be a dentist.
That's Hermie.
Is that in the movie?
No, that's, yes.
Okay.
It's one of the elves. He didn't want to make toys. He wanted to be a dentist.
What is wrong with this movie?
A lot of drugs back then.
Because
here's the
how
deal.
How much holiday animation or just animation in general just made high off drugs?
And who's the guy, Merle Ives, who sung all of the music for all of the Christmas songs back in the day, the Claymations?
I don't know.
Claymations were horrible.
Claymations
I like
are
Claymations.
Creepy.
How do you spell Merle Ives?
They're so disturbingly...
Remember when they had to get...
Bad!
When they had to get away from the abominable snowman?
Oh.
Yeah, that's when Hermes pulled the tooth out.
Yeah.
Hermes pulled the tooth out. The guy that wanted to be a dentist, he saved everybody because all he had was he had a bad tooth.
I think it was Hermes. I think it was Hermes. I think you're doing a McDaniels thing.
Oh,
it's not like the god of running.
I hate that. He's the god of running, though. He told us it would work out, and it has.
All right. Boy.
I feel like in this day and age, though, Rudolph would be like really, really like, because he's different, you know? Like, what an Instagram sensation a reindeer with a red nose would be.
Oh, no, somebody, they'd be an advocate group. They'd have an advocate group for Rudolph.
Definitely.
Is there clicks?
I'm surprised PETA hasn't gone after Santa for using the reindeer, you know, malpractice all night flying around.
Oh, the PETA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having these reindeers fly around all night? I mean, they only work one night a year. Take it easy, PETA.
Yeah, true.
Man,
it's a good gig.
I like how Stunt Steve says Google exists. Sorry I don't have it at the tip of my fingers. Every little detail of Pinocchio.
No, you know why? Because you do fake Google.
Does this movie that's why
I got. I don't do fake Google.
That's why I got to slide over and check you, because you'll act like you're Googling and you just be making stuff up.
I'm not making stuff up. I just misremember what they called the stupid island.
Oh, so you were wrong. That's what misremembered is. Now all of a sudden, you're a pitcher.
Oh, Stunt Steve says he's agreeing with me. Oh, point for Stunt Steve.
Got to tell you.
Maybe coming soon.
Okay. Point for Twitcher.
Got to tell you.
Hmm?
Is there any more Swiss meatballs?
Are you hungry?
Hell yeah.
There might be leftovers in the fridge. I think we should go look.
Let's
somebody send over some bread, some tomato, and some bacon. Cause if I find turkey or ham, we definitely making a little sandwich out of that. Ooh, and some cheese, pepper jack cheese.
Headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Stars beat the Panthers 6-4.
Wow. Let me tell you,
the Cats were down 4-0 in the first period.
I checked out. I had a choice between, I got to tell you, I was flipping through the channels. I would say, oh, what college game's on? Look at it, and I heard one word, and then I stopped. Rhett Lashley.
Huh.
And so I said,
So you watch a little SMU.
Oh, yeah. They go. Woo! The points, Tulane's really good.
Miss him.
Tulane's really good. You miss Rhett Lashley?
Yeah.
Why?
It lights it up.
You don't have lighted up players. Stop.
Did last year.
They're gone.
Well, Rhett Lashley would have figured it out.
Hold on. Let me be clear. Let me see. Okay. So we're now talking about the Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah.
And what you are saying is that they have the players, but they don't have the coaching.
I'm questioning the coaching, yes.
What player do you think would be better under different coaching?
I mean, some of these players were better, one of them being Tyler Van Dyke.
He got hurt. He's hurt.
He hasn't been hurt all year. He hasn't been hurt all year. He hasn't been hurt all year.
Okay. So
everybody was talking about him as a first round pick, and they
We always talk about guys as first round picks. It doesn't mean they end up being first round picks.
Come on, dude.
Really? Okay.
Handed a gift.
Dude, a few years ago, we had a number one pick and a number two pick that came out of nowhere. I'm more than sure nobody was talking about Carson Wentz and Jared Goff before their senior year started. I can promise you that. Nobody knew who the hell Patrick Mahomes was. I can guarantee that. So for you to say somebody said my quarterback was going to be a first rounder,
they have. Like,
doesn't mean so what? It doesn't mean he's going to end up being a first rounder.
Doesn't mean that he goes from stud to bum.
He's hurt.
Now he's hurt.
No, he was hurt earlier in the year. I promise you.
Okay.
I can tell by the way he's throwing the ball. I asked you about it before.
Convenient. You know what he was probably hurt by? The coaching.
So you think this team is where they are because of coaching.
Let me do some bro science here. Okay. I'll take the parties at B. All right. I got Tyler Van Dyke, amazing at the end of last year. People talk about him as a draft prospect. Whether you think he is or not, fine. Got Josh Gattis, who was called the assistant coach of the year, whatever the hell that means. Josh Gattis leaves Michigan. Their offense got better. And the Canes' offense got worse. And Tyler Van Dyke also got worse. You tell me.
So whose offense got better?
Michigan.
When?
Gattis left.
Not really.
You guys put up 50 points every week. What are you talking about?
Because they run the ball like crazy. They ain't throwing it all over the place.
They don't mess up, dude.
Well, no, they got good players.
Good players or better coaching?
Good players. Good, but dude, can I just tell you?
What are your Michigan insiders saying?
Just on the offensive side of the ball, right? I would say 9 or 10 of the offensive players are better than Miami has.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Then that makes coaching easy.
Does it make coaching easy or players, do coaches just get better? What are your Michigan sources say on Josh Gattis? Is he missed?
Not really, because here's why. Because look how they play football.
So he can only coach football one way? What kind of coach is that?
No, that's not. All right.
Just curious.
No. No, really. Miami should be much better.
Not much better, but you know, some of the losses.
So it was his fault they lost to Middle Tennessee?
Woo! It's not his fault. Everybody has a play in it.
Wait a minute.
What did he get?
The offense had 1,000 yards against the defense.
Who? Middle Tennessee?
Middle Tennessee destroyed that defense.
Oh, I'm with you. Defense was terrible, too.
Then what does that have to do with?
Everybody has a hand in it, dude. Control the ball. Don't give them the ball back.
Tried to. Can't run the ball. So now what?
How come he can coach last year's running backs in Michigan, but he can't coach these running backs?
The players are better.
Look at this ACC. Come on. To Duke? You can't run against Duke? Middle Tennessee? You're getting bullied around by these people? And also,
okay.
Didn't Mario Cristobal's offensive line coach say that he cut his arms off before having a bad offensive line? What happened to that? I still see his arms.
Someone owes us some arms.
So is the offensive line's fault, coach's fault?
It's everybody's fault. It's everybody's fault. Everybody except for Ehrenfeld.
But mostly the players. Okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're not good enough.
I don't like to call it the players. They're not pros. They're not getting paid $80 million. Getting paid like $80,000.
Somebody's driving around a car that's more expensive than both of us drive.
Yeah, but that's like for the gram, dude. They're not really get to keep that car. We know how that works. They leave that car, rats off a ship.
Dude, you're.
Are you and the coaches have done a good job this year? Because I'll put it on the players. I'll say the players aren't good enough. But you're also saying the coaches haven't done a good. You think the coaches are doing all they can do? Because that seems silly.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you think their record should be?
Should be.
If you do the thing. I'm coming over there because that's what he's thinking. He's wondering if I'm – no, here's what he's thinking. If I say this, is he going to come over here?
No, I'm not thinking that.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. Oh, you're looking at
– I'm trying to think. I want to break it down. Okay. Texas A&M, they should have won that game.
They beat themselves. I agree.
Should have won that game.
I agree.
Okay, so they should be 6-4. Middle Tennessee, inexcusable, should be 7-3. 8-2. Florida State, no business in that game. They beat your ass. North Carolina, I can accept losing 27-24 to North Carolina. North Carolina always beats you. Those are the losses I'll accept. The other three, inexcusable.
That's not the question. Just because you won't accept a win doesn't mean the other team was better.
I don't accept it.
You don't accept it.
I don't accept it.
That's how boxers talk.
What do you mean?
Right? You know, in a fight, there could be one guy that's bloody as hell. I mean, he got his ass kicked for however many rounds. As soon as the fight is over, what the first thing they do? Raise their hand like they won.
Put your
hand down.
You say I'm being like Israel Adesanya, claiming that my plan for Alex Pereira was for him to get tired?
Yes.
Hmm.
Dude, you think this team is good enough to be 8-2?
Yeah, against this schedule, yes.
See, I don't think you realize.
What do you think their record should be? What do you think? Do you think their record? You're Bill Parcells. You think it is what it is?
Like, they deserve to lose to Middle Tennessee State, whether you believe it or not.
That's fair.
They got their butts kicked.
Okay.
Florida State, no chance.
No chance, but I said that. I agree with
that. I think while you're chalking up, Duke beat the hell out of them, too. But
so embarrassing.
If you really want to, I think they have more of a chance to win Texas A&M and North Carolina. That's the only two games that I say maybe could have went a little different.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. You got beat by and Virginia, you stole one there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, yeah. Like, it's about what it should be based on the players you have. And you can make the mistake of putting it on coaching or this or that. But when you watch those guys on the field against who they're playing, they don't look as athletic. I said this in the first week of the season.
You did. I give you credit for that.
So why don't you understand that?
I feel like coaching should
that
like.
That every time they have played a couple of athletes, they've struggled.
I understand that, but coach them up.
So you're saying that we could coach you into being Justin Jefferson?
No, obviously not. I'm not a college
athlete. Okay, because you know why? You're not talented enough.
You're right.
So you may have an idea of what you want a player to be, but if he doesn't have the talent to be that,
no,
then
but
what?
You can't make a Lego out of clay, but you can make Play-Doh.
And how many games?
Minus one. Hit.
Thank you. Like, what does that even mean, Mike McDaniel?
He can hold it, dude.
No, into what?
Something that doesn't lose to Middle Tennessee.
No, you can't. Because guess what? Is that clay going to run faster? Is that clay going to be able to run as fast as that one guy who's running all over the place for Middle Tennessee?
That guy was really fast.
Really fast?
I don't know.
So what is your clay, as you mold the clay, what part of that is going to make it faster?
169 None. Yards.
On like what? Two
on
catches?
Two catches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Any clay I know.
DJ England Chisholm. Think he's related to Jazz Chisholm?
I mean, how many Chisholms do you know, idiot?
Well, he's England Chisholm. He's got a hyphen in it, so I guess not.
Mm. Yeah, Jazz is Bahamian.
Do you know that he's, let's look at his game.
Yeah, but Bahamas, that's English.
Is it?
Wow.
They drive on the wrong side of the road.
This guy has 252 yards the entire year.
What?
The guy who had 169 yards against the Canes.
He had like, what, one catch the rest of the season?
Three. I guess he got hurt. I don't know.
He got hurt?
I don't know. No, he didn't get hurt. He must have gotten hurt.
Or in trouble.
Next week against UTEP, one catch, 6 yards.
Oh, no.
Week after that, 3 catches for 31 yards.
Oh, no.
Week after that, 2 catches for 31 yards.
Well, that's more than 252 just there.
No.
No? Okay.
No. I just read you 67 yards.
No.
Jeez. A lot of catches for nothing.
That Jarvis Landry syndrome.
Look at his game log right now. Look at it right now. Just go look at it. Look at what he has done this season. And look at that outlandish game against the Canes. 2 catches for 169 yards.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. That's your talent that you're getting smoked by.
Wait, that's all the games they played?
That's all the games he's played.
Oh. Wow. I gotta tell you.
Outlier, huh?
He's fast.
Yeah. Yeah, he was fast once. Well, actually twice.
Twice. All year.
What are we talking about here? This is who they're losing to. Do you see what I'm saying? I understand your point. But I'm not trying to say they're talented. I don't think they're talented.
Right.
More talented than that.
I mean, and that's the part of it that you seem to miss out on. That, no, they're not. When you lose to Middle Tennessee, Duke, okay, you have a slugfest with Virginia, right? You get blown out by Florida State. You're not good for whatever reason. Stop trying to make it sound like there's a reason why these guys right here could be better.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Next two games for Middle Tennessee, FAU, FIU.
Are they going to just stay down here?
Dude, let me tell you something right now.
Middle Tennessee's terrible. They don't even have a winning record, do they?
They do not. No, they're 5-5.
5-5.
Let me tell you something right now, Canes.
Don't let FAU and FIU beat them.
Don't let them lose.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. They play FAU and FIU back-to-back weeks.
They host FAU, and they come down for FIU.
Okay. Uh-oh. Solana.
Better watch them pause.
Wait. What? Oh, my goodness. Here. See, I know how this city is, and I know how you are, and I know how Solana is.
If FIU beats
Middle Tennessee.
If FIU beats them.
Oh, no, if FIU, because he went to FIU.
No, I know, but if either one of them win. If either one of them win and the Canes lost to this team.
Dude, sports is talent-driven, right? Not coach-driven. Now, what coaches do, they do an exceptional job of getting structure and culture, but you still need the talent to win. And without talent, you don't win. Because Nick Saban is probably one of the greatest college coaches ever.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Why did he struggle in Miami? No quarterback.
And no guts. Back after this.
What time does the bar open?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Flirt with the hood rats, then pop models. Call with straight shots and then pop bottles. Flirt with the hood rats, then
okay,
pop
we pop it down.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's another Dave and Buster's month. Go to WQAM.com and enter for your chance to win a $250 gift card to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Watch your favorite sports, and we'll treat you to food, beverages, and games at Dave and Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood.
Can I tell you how much of an idiot you are? He says, I say, what do you want to feel like eating? Burgers? He says, no, I had burgers last night. I don't want that. Guess what he ordered? Meatball sub.
Way different.
Which is basically just a burger.
Sauce.
Nah. With sauce.
Yeah, it's different. Exactly.
You know what? Downstairs, there might be leftovers.
Oh, you in?
No, I didn't go to
Swedish meatballs. I did see that somebody left a Funky Buddha in the freezer. It made me very sad. I was like, why would you put this
in the freezer?
Yeah, because it was now solid. I was like, oh,
oh my God.
Only this was, if only.
I tried one. I tried a Floridian.
Ooh, it was a Floridian.
They're so good. Yeah. They're good. They're very light, but they're very refreshing.
It has that bitterness at the end. It turns out.
Nah, I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
You
I'm
guys
a fan.
Are beer drinkers, though.
That's
I'm
right.
Not. So, like.
That's right. Let's get you an injury report brought to you by UHealth. I know. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. Obviously, there's no Dolphins injury report. They don't play this week. Let me ask you this on an injury question. The Dolphins come back. Austin Jackson hasn't really played since the beginning of the season. First round pick. However, would you mess with this offensive line? Because I would not.
It's always a tough question because the rule is you can't lose your job to injury, which is a lie.
That's a lie.
Because I got my job that way and never gave it back.
Yeah, whoever made that rule.
It's if you win the job and get hurt, you didn't lose the job because of play. And that's why that rule is there. But at the same time, they're really doing well. So I don't know how they go about it. I don't know what they will do, because most of the time, you know, athletes are creatures of habit. You don't want to rock the boat. That being said, you got a week off, so they could kind of sneak it
true,
in there.
True, true. I just feel like you've always talked about the unit and the cohesiveness of it. Like,
yes.
Like, if you told me Byron Jones, by some miracle of God, was ready, and I don't think he is, but let's just say that he was ready, and you're like, hey, Bethel, Kader Kohu, take a seat. It's a cornerback.
But it's different. Right. It's different. But with offensive line, with a group of guys who that success is built on working together – you have a different, it's kind of like quarterback receiver, right? Like if a quarterback comes in and lights it on fire, like the quarterback he replaced better be in high standing. Otherwise, I mean, look at Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Well, look at Tom Brady like 20 years later. That's what happened.
It's like what they were doing with Cooper Rush, right? Like with the Cowboys fans. Cowboys love replacing their quarterbacks. That's a crazy thing.
Yes. How long did they say we want who's the guy before Dak?
Romo. Yeah.
Like, it got to the point where, and then he got hurt. Dak came in.
I will give Jerry Jones credit for this. Like, he does seem to publicly back his guys pretty hard.
Now, all of them.
Maybe that's because he pays him a lot of money, so he wants them to work
out.
No,
I just think there's something to be said about going on the field and knowing you have the support of your owner and your coach.
Yeah, like even Zeke, like, all right, maybe Zeke's not what he was. It's surprising. Usually, like, that's what happens. But right. Even he's like, he's going to be important to our success.
Right. Like, but, you know, I've never figured out why a team didn't support their players fully until it didn't work out. Instead of, like, soon as there's a situation or a circumstance, you're out.
Yeah.
Coaches
I mean,
do
even
that
McDaniels,
all the time.
McDaniels even doing it with Sanders. We all think he's crazy or lying.
No, dude, can I tell you something? What kind of jackass would bring in another kicker and take a roster spot by having two kickers? Because you can't get rid of Jason Sanders.
Nope.
So you would just have two kickers on your roster? No. You tell me. You would just have two kickers on your roster?
I just didn't know. Like, I don't know. Can they just let a kicker go? I don't know what his hit is.
They just signed him. It would cost them like they got rid of a cornerback.
What?
Yes.
He's a bum, though. I think you got to send a message.
What was the latest contract?
I'm looking at it right now.
Too much to be missing extra points.
Yeah.
Jason Sanders signed a 5-year, $22 million contract with the Dolphins, including $2 million signing bonus. Last year, what the hell is dead cap? Oh. Cap hits $3 million this year.
Oh, they could do it. They can do it.
There's no dead cap on it, so I'm guessing I think the guarantee is done after this year.
Okay.
So, out in 2023.
Yep.
So, okay. This would be the last year. Yeah, they can do it.
They can do it. Yeah.
He thinks he's going to turn it around. Maybe he will. I don't know. Maybe the bye week will do him good. Get away, clear his head.
Can I just say, I'm staring at food, which nobody sent me their order. Well, if I am ever with somebody.
Just wrote it in the chat.
If ever I am with somebody that orders a vegetarian sub,
ugh,
we are done.
I want a vegetarian
sub. No, you don't. Actually, my mom would pull that move. No, you don't.
Veggie sub from Wait, Subway with all the
what's
veggies.
What's in it?
It just looks like toppings, right?
Lettuce.
You like give me an accessory salad or give me accessory sub.
Vegetarian does not tickle Leroy's fancy, but we will go over this week's slate of NFL games and find out what does next.
Fancy not tickled.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, time to take out your feather dusters and tickle Leroy's fancy. Let's go over this week's NFL slate, ladies and gents. What do we got for this week here? As the Dolphins are on your bye week, figure out what we got going on here. So, Leroy, where's my NFL music?
Sorry, I didn't bring the open over, so I start with fancy.
Listen, I got news for you, Marcos. We're never going over to that studio, dude.
Are we serious?
You should start bringing stuff over.
Do you know? Is that a
thing? No, do I know? Yeah. No, I guess I don't know, but I just know how things work around here.
Why
so
they lie to
let
me
just tell you, just start bringing stuff over. Whatever you didn't bring over, you should start bringing over.
You know what? This company's never lied to me. I don't know why they start.
Anyway, let's get to it, Leroy. Week 11 of the NFL season, starting with the Chicago Bears taking on the Atlanta Falcons. 1 o'clock. Atlanta is a 3-point favorite.
Nope. Fancy not tickled.
Fancy not tickled.
We thought Atlanta was going to be bad. Really interested to see what Justin Fields is going to do, but I ain't that interested.
Okay. All right. What about at 1 o'clock, Leroy? Now at Ford Field. The Cleveland Browns take on the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo, an 8-point favorite.
Did that change?
The spread, I don't know.
Because wouldn't it be weird if it started out and it was in Buffalo, and then once they moved to nice conditions, it went way up.
Let me look. It says late Bills Browns venue change has effect on sports books. The point spread moved from 9.5 to 8. So it
went in favor of Cleveland because they're going to nice weather.
Yes.
I'm interested to see because Ndamukong Suh just got there.
Where?
No, he went to Philly.
He went to Philly.
Who did they? They didn't sign any. Who did
the Bills? I don't think they've signed anybody.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
All right, so that was
And Odell's coming to the Dolphins.
No, he's not. What is wrong? Like, and it's starting to rub off on J-Fig.
What do you mean?
I asked J-Fig, I said, hey, do you want oil, vinegar, and peppers? She goes, yeah, I want all of them. Except for peppers. Like, no, you don't want all of them.
Pickles, I saw.
Pickles.
Well, you didn't put vinegar, did you? Okay, thank
God. That's the same as pickles.
All right, so no.
So, yes, I am. My fancy is tickled by this game.
My fancy is tickled.
I want to see, like, look, the Dolphins went through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They turned it around, got back to who they are, right? Buffalo has had, like, this for the last couple of years. They've been able to just operate at their own pace. Nobody put pressure on them in the AFC East.
Nope.
Now they're in third place.
Ooh, Ryan Garcia's on first take. I'm excited about that fight. My fancy's tickled by that fight.
Yeah.
Ryan Garcia versus Javonte Davis.
That's going to be good.
Fancy is tickled.
Yeah.
From now on.
My fancy is tickled.
Nobody can make fun of Leroy.
Yeah. TV distractions.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
TV distractions.
Hey, you know what, man? That's a good
Because I do it
point.
Once, you do it all the time.
Minus one.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Man. Fraud.
Anyway.
So anyway. Good fight, I want to see where Buffalo is. You know, this is what sports is. Sports is about working through adversity, turning things around, being the team that, you know, everybody thinks you can be, but cleaning up some stuff.
Well, I know what Buffalo has. They have what they love to have, which is a built-in excuse. So we got that.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
No, I think now that they went indoors, they have no excuse.
Look, that's not how that fan base works. And look at ESPN. They call them unlucky. Oh, poor unlucky Bills. Anyway, 1 o'clock, Leroy. The Philadelphia Eagles no longer unbeaten. 8-1, visiting the Fighting Jeff Saturdays at 4-5-1. Philly, a 7-point road favorite over the Colts. Does that game tickle your fancy?
It does. Now we're all in on Jeff Saturday.
My fancy
we got to see how
tickled.
This plays out, right?
Yeah, we got to see how it plays out. People listen, if he beats the Eagles, then we're in, right? Then he's on the Man Campbell train, where he started 2-0 like he did with the Dolphins.
Did Man Campbell start 2-0?
He did start 2-0.
And then it came to a screeching halt.
It sure did. 1 o'clock, Leroy, the New York Jets visit the fight in McCorkles, the New England Patriots. The Patriots, 3.5-point favorites hosting the 6-3 Jets. I believe. How many games in a row has Bill Belichick won against the Jets? Feels like a gazillion.
A lot.
433.
Yeah, division game, so I'll be interested to see.
My fancy
I'm
is tickled.
I'm still trying to figure out. I saw an interesting thing on TV. The point differential for the Jets is 35. They're at 6-3. The point differential for New England is 37, and they're 5-4.
5-4.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, they're doing a lot of things without a quarterback. And I think Bill Belichick will exploit that.
All right, Leroy, the LA Rams visit the New Orleans Saints. Rams 3-6, Saints 3-7, New Orleans. All right, fancy enough.
Fancy not tickled.
The Detroit Lions are visiting the New York Giants. Giants are 3-point favorites.
The feisty.
Feisty Giants.
No.
Oh, the feisty Lions.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised the Giants aren't a bigger favorite.
I'm not.
People think they're frauds, huh?
Well, they do a lot of the same things. Here's what happens. What is the Giants? The Giants are going to run the hell out of the football, right? What is Detroit going to do? Detroit's going to run the hell out of the football, right? And so you have two teams that do very similar things. Like, it could be a close game. And that's basically what they're saying.
What about the Carolina Panthers visiting the Baltimore Ravens? Baltimore's a 13-point favorite.
Nope. Fancy not tickled.
Fancy not tickled.
1 o'clock, the Washington Commanders visit the Houston Texans, the Dolphins' future opponent. 3-point favorite for Washington on the road.
Nope.
You neither.
Fancy not tickled.
This is what I like to call the We Got This Wrong Bowl, which is the Las Vegas Raiders visiting the Denver Broncos. The Broncos are 2.5-point favorites. Both of these teams awful, and everybody thought they were going to be great.
Fancy not tickled.
Fancy not tickled.
The Dallas Cowboys taking on the 8-1 Minnesota Vikings. And look at this disrespect. The Minnesota Vikings are home dogs. Dallas is a 1.5-point favorite.
Here's the deal. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not chasing Kirk Cousins' failure, right? This guy's been in the league a long time, and everybody been waiting for the slipper or the shoe to fall off, and he just keeps winning games. So, shame him. When it comes to dysfunction, who you think is more dysfunctional? Dallas. Minnesota seems to know who they are and they do it. So my fancy is tickled.
All right.
My fancy
I think
is tickled.
Minnesota is going to beat the crap out of Dallas.
Coming up at 4:25, the Cincinnati Bengals go to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers, who are 3-6. Cincinnati is a 4-point road favorite, Leroy.
That's not saying much, considering how bad Pittsburgh's been.
Yeah.
Especially with baby hands.
Old baby hands.
Old baby hands. Nah.
Fancy, not tickled.
Not tickled.
Sunday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs visit the Los Angeles Rams. I bet they thought this was a real elite quarterback matchup to start the year. Not so.
Yeah.
Kansas City's a 5-point road favorite.
I'll watch, but not because I'm my fancy is tickled. It's Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, you're going to hate watching Justin Herbert
tickled.
Like me.
Right. No, they're playing Kansas City.
They are.
Kansas City is playing
L.A.
The Rams or Chargers?
Chargers.
Oh, no. Fancy is tickled.
My fancy is tickled.
Because – Right, hate watch. I thought you said the Rams.
Finally, Monday Night Football, Leroy. The San Francisco 49ers visit the Arizona Cardinals. San Francisco is an 8-point road favorite.
San Francisco is a really good team that doesn't do really well. You know what I mean? Like, they get to the playoffs, they cause havoc in the playoffs, but during the regular season, they never seem to just have that run.
Oh, and Trevor from the 203 points out, this is in Mexico City. I forgot about that. Well, that's
nice.
I much so that, that's that. Elevation, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
that's like playing in Denver.
Yeah, I'll never forget Cain Velasquez losing his belt like that.
Oh,
just
wow.
Got worn
like
out. Oh, he just got exhausted.
Illegal air.
Illegal air.
The other guy was fighting in those conditions too, though.
I know. But you know what?
So if two guys are fighting in the same conditions, how can one guy blame the conditions and the other guy can't?
He didn't blame conditions, but it was very obvious. Cain Velasquez is a guy who's usually known for his stamina, and for whatever reason, he just wore out.
Ask the Bills.
Oh, please. Listen, they'll find any excuse under the sun, especially the sun.
Dude, what are we doing today?
Oh, man. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.